Senator Ashburn.
Present.
Senator Cogdill.
Here.
Senator DeSaulnier.
Here.
Senator Harmon. Senator Huff.
Here.
Senator Leno.
Here.
Senator Liu.
Here.
Senator Lowenthal.
In body only.
Senator Negrete McLeod.
Here.
Senator Padilla. Senator Simidian.
Here.
Senator Wright.
Okay. A quorum being present, members, we have two bills. One of them I would ask, one of them is Senate Bill 70. It is a bill that is identical in content to some of the things that we heard this morning on the gas tax swap. AB 70 encompasses only the amendments to the bill that was passed last week rather than reenacting and adding amendments. It is the amendments that the railroad and aviation fuel amendments that finance presented to us this morning. Without objection, I would ask for a vote only. Anybody objecting? Hearing none. Call the roll. Senator Ashburn, no. Senator Lowenthal moves the bill.
Senator Cheney?
Aye.
Senator Dutton? Senator Alquist?
Aye.
Senator Ashburn?
No.
Senator Cogdill? Senator DeSaulnier?
Aye.
Senator Harmon? Senator Huff?
No.
Senator Leno?
Aye.
Senator Liu?
Aye.
Senator Lowenthal?
Aye.
Senator Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Senator Padilla?
Aye.
Senator Simidian?
Aye.
Senator Wright? That is 9-3.
That bill has 9 votes. We will leave it on call for any other members who show up while this committee is still pending. That is sufficient. Thank you so much, Glenda. Sorry. Deep breath. We're good. Okay. Now, members. All right. Senator Padilla will now present SB 71. Quickly. Or we're going to lose everybody. Senator Padilla.
I ask your aye vote. At the request of Senator Cogdill, I'll try to remain brief. Members, SB 71 is back to the Senate for concurrence. It just passed a few minutes ago out of the Assembly on a 73-0 vote. This is a bill that would modify the current program in the Treasurer's Office known as CAITFA, which serves to provide a tax credit to businesses on the purchase of green manufacturing equipment, and does so to encourage investment, job creation, and economic growth in the state of California. As we're trying to work our way through the economic downturn and put people back to work, there is a requirement that CAIFA and awards be evaluated based on the applications that provide the most benefit to the state of California in terms of new jobs, as well as income tax revenues, business tax revenues, etc. This bill also includes a requirement that the LAO report to the legislature on the effectiveness of the program, and has a sunset of January 1, 2021. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have, but this has been through the Senate before, and I'd ask for your aye vote.
All right. Is there anybody out there who wishes to testify in support?
Yes, Madam Chair. Members, Roxanne Miller representing the Mayor, City Council, City of San Jose. We're in strong support of this legislation. We know that we are bleeding manufacturing jobs at this point in the state. This will help to sustain our, just not only sustain our economy, but create some new jobs. Thank you.
Thank you. Baker.
Steve Baker with Aaron Reed & Associates for Bright Source Energy and Support.
Anybody else out there that support of this bill? Anybody in opposition? Is that you? You're neutral? Opposition? Opposition. Oh.
Madam Chair and members, Dan Carrig on behalf of the League of California Cities. And just to responding to this bill, it's sort of in draft form, it's moving quickly. The one question we have, and we don't really have enough time to do the analysis on it, is to the extent there's California-based manufacturers that would benefit from this tax credit, there may be some disproportionate impacts on some cities given that they rely on the Bradley Burns a sales tax revenue associated with that equipment. I have no idea, you know, what cities may be out there, but I just wanted to flag that as a potential concern.
state would have the same concern. The theory of the bill is that there will be more jobs and more businesses and more things being purchased, and therefore it won't really cost, even though we have a scoring of a cost.
And the part of the context here as well is California is one of three states in the nation that taxes manufacturing equipment. So both a national and a global context is when California prides itself on R&D and the great work that's being done by California companies, when it comes to the manufacturing activity itself, companies have a choice to make. They can either do it in-state or out-of-state, and far too often they choose to do it, if not out-of-state, out of the country, and this is a tool to try to get folks to bring that manufacturing activity back to the state and have a net benefit to not just the state, but cities as well.
I appreciate the concern. It's one that I think reflects on the state as well. All right.
I'll move the bill.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Close.
Ask for I vote.
Thank you very much. Call the roll. Senator Ashburn moves this bill.
SB 71, right?
Yes.
Okay. DeChaney?
Aye.
Dutton? Alquist?
Aye.
Ashburn?
Aye.
Cogdill?
Aye.
DeSalme?
Aye.
Harmon? Huff?
Aye.
Leno? Lou? Lowenthal?
Aye.
Reddy McLeod?
Aye.
Dia?
Aye.
Samidian?
Aye.
Wright?
Gloria is
13 zip.
Are we adjourned?
Are we adjourned?
Do we have sufficient votes?
70.
I don't want to leave anything on call. We need to return to the floor.
Nine.
So
we're currently 9-3
on SB 70. On SB 70. Okay, lift the call. That's it. And then we'll do it once. Oh, did you just
right.
do that?
Closed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Senator Wright, 70.
It was the similar to the gas tax swap bill this morning. This is the piece that is the amendments only for railroad and aviation.
Right.
Okay.
10-3. That bill's out.
Thank you very much. And now we didn't place a call on 71, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was here. All right. Thank you very much. Committee's adjourned. Return to the floor.
What about the other one?
There is no other one.
I thought there was another one.
No, are we...